This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with Ben Jarofsky, who writes a weekly column for the Chicago Reader called The Works. Ben's column on November 22nd, 2007, is titled The True Tiff Tally, and he's here with me today to tell the rest of the story. Ben, your article describes how Cook County Clerk David Orr has made new data available about TIFs, or tax increment financing, on the county clerk's website. This data summarizes, for the first time, how much money property taxpayers have paid into each of Cook County's almost 400 TIF districts. Let's talk about how an individual property taxpayer can use this information to figure out whether their tax payments are getting diverted into a TIF district. And if so, how much of their tax money is getting diverted.
Okay.
First of all, how does someone identify that they even live in a TIF district?
You have to be a property taxpayer, and you get your second installment property tax bill. There are two tax bills that property taxpayers get. The first installment comes out in the spring. The second installment comes out in late summer or early fall. On that second installment property tax bill, the county itemizes all the taxing bodies that get your tax dollars. And so I have a copy of one in front of me that a friend of mine gave me.
On this tax bill, there's about a dozen different lines.
Right. And you have the Water Reclamation District, Chicago Parks, the Chicago Board of Education, the community colleges.
They're all essentially agencies that are taking a cut of the property tax.
That's
right. But
there's
an item there in the middle that has zero on it.
Right. And this particular taxpayer lives in something called the Western Avenue South TIF District.
So the item that says Chicago TIF, Western Avenue South. So just by the very fact that that appears on this person's bill, we know that they live in that particular TIF district.
So anybody who gets a tax bill and finds on that itemization the word TIF, that's telling you that you live in a tax district. If you look to the right of where it says Chicago TIF, you'll see that it paid $0. That, my friends, is a lie. So the first thing you have to realize is that your tax bill is lying to you. Now, if that doesn't bother you, then you should move on with your life, okay? If it bothers you that they're lying to you about how they're taxing you, how much they're taxing you, and what they're spending with it, then you should listen to what I'm saying.
Okay, so because this says $0 of this guy's taxes went into the TIF district, where do we go to find out how much of his taxes actually went into the TIF district?
This is how incredibly deceptive they are. What you have to do is then go to a completely different entity, the county clerk. I won't bore you with the explanation of why we now have two different county entities, the treasurer who sends you the bill, and the clerk who keeps track of these things, trying to tell you how the city is spending your money. It's just a fact. So you go to the clerk, and you go to his website, David Orr's website. You can find it on the internet, or you could drop in at his office.
So we're looking at now a document that's on his website called Summary D, the Tax Increment Agency Distribution Summary.
Right.
The website address is www.cookcty.clerk.com. That's CookCTYClerk.com. When you go to that page, you'll see an item at the top right that says TIFS, TIFS. Then you click on that and you'll go to a new page on which you'll see a bunch of selections on the right side. And to get the report that we're talking about, you click on the item called 2006 Tax Increment Agency Distribution Summary.
Right. You go through this document until you find the TIF that you're in. In this case, here we found it, Western Avenue South.
Okay.
The number that matters most to you as a taxpayer is on the far right under agency distribution percent. And that tells you what percent of taxes collected in that district go to the TIF. So in this case, they divide it into different codes. You can see,
we're again looking at the tax bill.
Go back to the tax bill.
You can see it's a five-digit code. So essentially, it's kind of like having wards, right? We've got 50 wards. The whole county is broken up into what they call tax codes,
tax
which is
code.
A five-digit number. So you look on your property tax bill, you find that code. On this distribution summary, there is the TIF, the Western Avenue South TIF, is broken up into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different codes. So there's
so
his code right there.
We find his code, yeah. And we see that 60%, if you look across the line,
at agency distribution
percent. 60%. So this gentleman paid $12,000 in taxes, and we now know that 60% of that goes to the TIF.
Wow.
So what's 60% of $12,000?
That's about $7,000.
So $7,000 goes to the TIF. But when you look at his itemization, it says zero. It says 9,000 goes to the schools. They're lying to him. They're leading him to believe that the $12,000 that he paid in taxes, that 9,000 of it goes to the schools. That's a lie. It's a flat out lie.
Okay, so now we know that about $7,000 of those 12 that he paid has gone into the TIF.
Right.
So next step is, how do we tell where that money has gone? Like, who's it gone to?
Okay, you have to go to a whole separate set of information. There's something called a TIF annual report that the Department of Planning is responsible to produce every year by law. And instead of putting that annual report on the internet, they send one copy to the Municipal Reference Library, which is on the fifth floor of the Harold Washington Library, and ask for the annual report for your TIF, and then you can find what that TIF money was spent on in any given year.
So you can identify it by the name on your tax bill? So for example, I could go and ask for the Chicago TIF Western Avenue
right.
South.
That's correct.
TIF annual report.
Annual report.
And it's probably reference material. They won't let you take it home.
No.
Right? So in there, it'll say what all the expenditures were and where they went to.
Everything above $5,000.
Above
so you can find which vendors have received what property payers received what. There's consultants who get fees for writing the TIF reports. You can see how much the Department of Planning takes out of the TIF to pay for the salaries of people who supposedly do nothing but work on TIFs.
So presuming that someone goes down there and they've followed the trail this far,
yeah.
And they've gotten that information and they see my money went to this construction vendor and this attorney, they may or may not be able to make sense of what project was that even on.
That's correct.
Does it even say, like, does it have any kind of grouping by project to say, you know, this is to develop this building over at
no.
this address?
Absolutely.
It's just by vendor.
It's vendor. It's merely more of a list.
So if somebody had that list of vendor payments from the annual report, how do you suggest that people figure out what project it's associated with? Is there some place that's easier than others to link those vendor payments up with projects?
Like asking
the alderman?
Yeah, okay, you could ask your alderman, but you probably won't get a direct answer from your alderman because the aldermen are largely complicit in this deceit.
So where would you go?
Well, you could then go to the city's website. They keep an account of contractors and the contracts that each contractor signs with the city. And so you could punch in the name of the contractor and find a copy of the contract, and then you can go through this incredibly boring legal document and decipher how much the contractor got for doing what.
So it might describe what the project is that's associated
yes,
with the payment.
It might.
So then, if you've done all that homework, then if you're not happy with where that money's going, presumably you could then go and talk to your alderman and say, I question why 60% of my tax bill is going to these kinds of projects. Could you explain that to me? And then if you're not happy with that explanation, then you may want to take steps come election time.
Right.
Speaking of public officials, well, the one thing I want to understand is why Cook County Clerk David Orr came out with facts that essentially support what you've been writing about for so long, that TIF districts are skimming property taxes that we discussed, causing taxpayers to make up the difference. And I'll tell you why I asked this. Last time we talked, you said that most of our elected officials don't speak out on TIFs because they realize that being quiet about TIFs is part of the cost of doing business with the Daley administration. But in your article, you quote David Orr as saying, I believe we have reached a point in the process where the public needs much more information about how this program is operating. Why do you think David Orr has finally decided to pull aside the curtain about TIFs?
Well, I think that David Orr realized he couldn't remain silent about it anymore because of the enormous growth in the program. I remember I've had a series of conversations with David Orr down through the years, and his position has evolved. When I originally talked to him about it, his attitude was, well, you know, TIFs can be a beneficial tool for economic development, but I am concerned that this is growing, and we're going to look into being more specific about how we issue this information. And then I asked him the much harder question, why isn't it on the tax bill? And his response was along the lines of, well, we're going to look into this, getting it on the tax bill. It's not as simple as it looks. There's a lot of computer adjustments we have to make. And so that was his answer. And his answer became a little sharper year after year until he merged with this year's response, which is that this program absolutely demands more attention because it's now generating $500 million in taxes in Chicago alone.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. This is Dave Gloetz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. Check back at MrRadio.org for further installments. Thanks for listening.